Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Do you need to maximize your mixing capabilities? Philadelphia Mixing Solutions mixer drives are specially designed to handle the rigors of mixing for the pulp and paper industry. With proven technologies for top entry and aeration, our total systems approach provides cost-effective solutions to maximize stock dispersion and degassing. For more information on our mixer and aeration products, contact us today at 717-832-2800 or philamixers.com.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 22nd of December, 2014. The title, When You Want Something. In this season of the year, we are often reminded of children sitting on Santa Claus's or Father Christmas's lap asking for things. We are amused by this, for it shows a child's greed and a lack of finesse on their part. We enjoy seeing these attributes laid naked for what they are. There are a couple of other places where one can see these same attributes, however, that are quite surprising and show us such tactics are not limited to the infant mind. One of these areas encompasses the responses we receive to advertisements for open positions. Our company has been recently running such an advert on a large national electronic job posting site. We have clearly delineated the requirements we are seeking, yet we have been bombarded with responses clearly outside the requirements. I have read them all. In fact, some of them I would like to respond to. Yet the respondent has not given me one clue they know anything at all about the expertise for which we are seeking. Aggressive? Yes. But sadly, no demonstrable expertise has been shown whatsoever. It is like the little child. Gimme, gimme, gimme.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Oh, sorry about that. You know, my wife told me that if she ever heard a toilet flushing in the background again, she would hang up on me. That's a bad habit I had formed. Checking into a hotel room, calling my wife, and doing other essential tasks. You know, multitasking. Hi, this is Jim Thompson here. One of our advertisers has told us they used to advertise in a certain print magazine because they always found copies of that magazine in paper mill bathrooms. We pointed out to them that if you're advertising with Paparitala Publications, you can be found anywhere. For instance, right on the paper machine floor. Or at the ball game. Or in the backyard on a Saturday afternoon. Or at a wild papermaker's party. Or on your nightstand right before you go to bed. Where can prospects find your advertising? If they have a phone, tablet, or computer, they can find it anywhere as long as you are advertising with Paparitalo Publications. Go with the winner.
And now, the conclusion of this week's column.
In another venue, I have also noticed this infantile approach, and in this venue it is surprising, for the venue is LinkedIn, and the participants are allegedly seasoned professionals. On LinkedIn, I have had people beg me to help them find a job. Often these are tragic cases of young people with great educations in corners of the world where there are no jobs. In a couple of cases, I have helped them where I can. I have not received many thanks from them, but that's okay, I wasn't in it for that, and perhaps later in their careers they will think about what was done for them and pass it on to a yet younger generation. The ones that really amaze me, though, are the middle career professionals seeking a new opportunity. They literally get in my face, pushing their resume at me. I appreciate their fear at being out of work and even have sympathy for their employment condition. This, however, is not the way to get anyone's attention, at least not the attention of anyone that can help them. Most of the time, I could not help them, even if they create a rational approach to me. Making an irrational approach, that is, acting as if they were the first person who was ever out of work, doesn't even get them to the point that I will give them attention. Why? They have not demonstrated the least amount of professional acumen. The newly minted graduates in some far corners of the world can be forgiven if they don't know how to go about finding employment. A middle-aged professional who has spent 20 years in this industry cannot. So where should you start? After you've carefully crafted your resume, consider your approach to anyone you are looking to help find you a new position. You'll need several approaches. Some will be approaches positioned for employers. Others will be approaches directed at second-tier supporters and such. That would be people like me. In each and every approach, you have to start out with something that indicates what's in it for the person who helps you get the job. And no, at least not in my case, I'm not looking for money from you. In fact, I don't know what I'm looking for you. Maybe it is as simple as, thanks in advance for any help you can give me, Jim. What I can tell you, particularly if I have not ever met you or ever heard of you before, that sticking your resume in my face will get you nowhere. So, it is the season when layoffs abound. And if you are in the industry and ask me politely, I'll stick to my standard offer, and as I have been doing for over 10 years, and help you edit your resume once you have it started. But don't just shove it in my face and try to make your need for a job my problem. Ask politely. What lines do you think could be used to persuade a stranger to help you find a job? That will be the question in our quiz online this week. For safety this week, tying your personal safety and attendance record into your resume just may be the thing that gives you an edge. Be safe, and we will talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2014 Papri Talo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.